frequently talk about great tasting food on this show, from soup to nuts to cheese and beer and brats. And we also talk about how to make great meals ourselves. We share recipes, we recommend our favorite meals in our favorite restaurants. We also like to talk about healthy eating and the nutritional science of our foods and the obesity epidemic and the medical reasons why we should try to lose some pounds or try to maintain a healthy weight. This hour, we're going to talk about all of these topics. Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 7.5 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Wednesday, October the 10th. We are going to talk with a medical doctor who's also a chef. He's known as Dr. Gourmet. He is Dr. Timothy Harland, Executive Director for the Tulane University Center for Culinary Medicine, and he is the author of Just Tell Me What to Eat, which is a delicious 6-week weight loss plan for the real world. And we will welcome your questions for him, and we will also welcome your own recommendations on what you eat to maintain a healthy weight. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. And Dr. Timothy Harland joins us by telephone. Good morning.
Good morning.
So how did you end up combining your medical practice and your chef skills?
Well, you know, I like to say that it's about the food first, you know, when I'm talking to patients and discussing eating healthy and eating great food. And that's kind of how I came to this. I started out in the restaurant business at 11, washing dishes, and by the time I was 18, managed my first restaurant and was a chef owner at 22. I had never gone to college. I went back to college to get a hotel and restaurant management degree, and kind of took a wrong turn, or maybe a right turn, depending on how you look at it, and ended up in medical school. And while I was in medical school, this is back in the bad old days of nutrition in the 80s, while I was in medical school, you know, back then, nobody knew anything, and nobody was talking about this. Physicians weren't talking about it, nurses, and it was clear to me at the time, I had changed the way I ate and changed the way I cooked, that the food and the options that were being offered people were not adequate. We really needed to offer real food that tasted great, but just happened to be good for you.
Yeah, and so much, every other week it seemed a study came out that said, you know, the thing to do is to eliminate carbs. And then it was, no, you know, you got to eliminate the fat or the sugar or some other thing we weren't supposed to eat.
Yeah, and some of that, you know, and that was a lot of my frustration at the time, because it's clear now that the low carbohydrate craze was silly. And Dr. Atkins' work based on pseudoscience, you know, cobbled together, really theory more than practice. And then I think the second problem with the low-fat craze that Dr. Dean Ornish brought us, with all respect to him, that was just faulty science. You know, people focused on the wrong thing in that science. What we now know is that it's not about any particular macronutrient, fat, carbohydrates, protein. It's about a great balance of those. In fact, we know a low-fat diet is dangerous, but probably more dangerous than a high-fat diet. And it's about the quality of the fats and the quality of the carbohydrates and the quality of the calories that you're eating.
Why is a low-fat diet dangerous?
Well, because there's a lot of fats that we need. First of all, you know, saturated fat is not bad for you necessarily. Too much saturated fat is bad for you. But there's all these other great quality fats, monounsaturated fats, polyunsaturated fats, like in olive oil and other vegetable oils, that actually are protective. They're anti-inflammatory. And so it's not so much that the low-fat diet is bad for you. It's just from the standpoint of there's harm from the low fat, but you're just not getting the benefit of these great quality fats.
What about meat? What about animal protein?
Well, you know, there's a lot of controversy, obviously, about animal protein, and there's no doubt that a vegetarian diet can be a lot healthier. It's, you know, the challenge for me as a physician is that's not always sustainable for all of my patients. You know, I have to work in the real world, and, you know, I know that people are, you know, not going to stop eating red meat. The fact of the matter is that red meat is not bad for you. Bologna is bad for you. Hot dogs are bad for you. And the challenge is, again, it goes back to the quality of the calories, the quality of the ingredients.
In your book, you do talk about the Mediterranean diet. What is that, and what are the benefits of that?
Well, that's, I think, the best research. The beauty of all of this for me, having started writing about this 25 years ago, is I've seen this research and the nutrition concepts grow over the course of the last 25 years. And we have great quality research in the last 15 years. The best quality research and the most abundant we have is about Mediterranean-style diet. The challenge for that is when I say that to you, you think olive oil and hummus and Greek salad and, you know, all these exotic recipes. And the research actually just says that it's about 9 basic principles of how to eat. And those are really, a lot of those are just simple common sense. More fruits and nuts, more vegetables, more whole grains, the kinds of things that you would think would go into a healthy diet.
And does it taste any good, though?
Well, I would say the answer to that is absolutely. So the very first recipe in Just Tell Me What to Eat is fettuccine Alfredo. And everybody loves fettuccine Alfredo. And it's just about how you use those ingredients wisely. A little less fat, good quality fats, good quality dairy products, whole grain pasta, combine it with some fruit and, or I'm sorry, with some vegetables, steamed broccoli and some shrimp, and you've got a complete meal that's really great tasting and really great for you.
Yeah. I remember when fettuccine Alfredo was described by one group as a heart attack on a plate. Wasn't that right?
That is correct. And, you know, the problem is that it doesn't have to be. And one of the things that happened in America after World War II is a lot of really great quality recipes that were great for us just became, they were just corrupted by highly processed foods. You know, saturated fats in the form of hydrogenated vegetable oils and trans fats, highly refined sugar, highly refined flours, etc. And that's really where the problem lies. It's not so much in the recipes themselves or the ingredients themselves. It's how much those ingredients have been processed.
Well, we'll talk more about your plan and more about the recipes in your book and the other information in your book. But why don't you, Dr. Harlan, give us a little taste as to what we can find in Just Tell Me What to Eat.
Well, the book itself is designed that if you followed it perfectly, if you followed it straight through, it's a 6-week plan that has all the recipes, and it interfaces with our online menu planning software, so you can build shopping lists. So it has all the recipes and all the shopping lists that you need for 6 weeks of meals. And if you follow that through and you read a chapter a day, each chapter, you know, there's a chapter on reading food labels, there's a chapter on cholesterol, there's a chapter on each of the 9 elements of the Mediterranean diets, legumes, whole grains, oils, fish, etc. And then there's some chapters on just the practical aspects of what we all need to know about. What about convenience foods? What about eating out, you know, fast food, travel, those types of practical things? So if you follow the plan all the way through, you'll do a few things. One, you'll learn a lot about why to eat healthy, what the research says, evidence-based medicine says about eating healthy. But you also restock your pantry with healthy ingredients. You learn about what you need to keep in your pantry and what's a better choice of ingredients. And then the techniques about how to cook all of this. So it's you know, it was designed to be a lesson plan, if you will.
We are talking with Dr. Timothy Harlan, who is a medical doctor, he's a chef, and he is the author of Just Tell Me What to Eat, the delicious 6-week weight loss plan for the real world. And we will take your questions for him and maybe your own experiences or recommendations on what you eat to maintain a healthy weight in just a few minutes. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We will get back to our conversation on healthy eating with Dr. Timothy Harlan in just a few minutes. But first we need to take a little bit of time to ask you for your support of the programs you enjoy. Wisconsin Public Radio is listener-supported, and we are in our fall membership drive. Bill Martins is with me, and we are asking you to go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 right now to make a gift in support of the programs you count on.
Yeah, and our goal this morning is 25 pledges by 7 o'clock. 25. And if we meet that goal, we'll help make sure that we've got the money we need to pay for the programs you rely on. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 and help us meet that goal.
The Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio is often like a state town hall meeting. It's where people can come together to hear about topics and issues that they care about. They can ask questions of the experts, and they can share their own information.
Absolutely. And because you benefit from this community, we're asking you to help pay for it. Your support is a very important piece of what makes the Ideas Network possible. Be a part of this great tradition with your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You give to Wisconsin Public Radio to support the programs. And as an added incentive, we have something very special for you this hour. You can get the book that we're talking about this hour, Just Tell Me What to Eat, when you give $120 or more to Wisconsin Public Radio, $10 a month or more. So ask for it now when you make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, Joy, I actually incorporated a chocolate chip cookie into my breakfast this morning.
How did you do that?
Well, I had a couple of eggs this morning, but earlier in the week, my wife made some homemade chocolate chip cookies, and she made a lot of them. And you don't want to just leave them sit there, so I thought, well, I'll just sneak one in, and I'm sure Dr. Harlan will have wonderful things to say about
that. We'll find out. I bet you that having a chocolate chip cookie now and again, there's nothing wrong with that.
I hope he says that.
And, you could have brought those cookies in to Wisconsin.
I think those
Public
are going to be
Radio.
Coming in before the week is over, because there are plenty left. Anyway, Joy, one common factor among WPR listeners is that they love to read. Think about how many book recommendations you get from Wisconsin Public Radio and how much that enriches your life. You might hear a book on Chapter a Day, for instance, or an interview with an author. We typically, on any given week, have three authors on, I would say, on average. Mm-hmm. Or maybe it was something you heard on a news program that made you go out and find more books on that topic.
Your Wisconsin Public Radio listening leads to a never-ending book list. And your donation right now makes this kind of endless joy and discovery possible. So do make a pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. 552 to keep the book recommendations coming.
Hi, Scott Simon from NPR News here. You know, many listeners now choose to support public radio as monthly sustainers. Just pay a small amount each month on your credit card for as long as you like. Kind of how you pay for a lot of services these days, cable TV, your health club, except that you get public radio everywhere, in your home, car, office, now even on your mobile devices. So please become a monthly sustainer. The amount's up to you, $10 a month, $15 a month. It's really a great way to support your listening without taking a huge bite out of your monthly budget. Here's how to sign up.
You can sign up at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Joy Cardine with Bill Martins, and we are asking for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. Here's one way you can become a sustaining member of Wisconsin Public Radio. You can pledge $10 a month. That is $120 for the year, and it is the amount that we are asking you to pledge if you would like a copy of Just Tell Me What to Eat, which is a 6-week weight loss plan for the real world, all full of valuable information, shopping lists, and nutritional information, and recipes, and much more. This is the book that we are talking with our guest this hour. He is Dr. Gourmet, Dr. Timothy Harlan, author of Just Tell Me What to Eat. This is your gift for your $120 a year pledge or more to Wisconsin Public Radio at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Again, we are looking for 25 pledges by 7 o'clock, and you can help us make that goal at WPR.org. www.pbsradio.org or 888-202-2552. And don't forget, for your pledge of $120, to ask for your copy of Just Tell Me What to Eat. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Thanks to Jordan from Madison, who says, Wisconsin Public Radio brings something to my thirst for knowledge that is truly special. My donation is well worth the value I receive from Wisconsin Public Radio. Thank you so much, Jordan. You can join Jordan and thousands of others with your contribution to Wisconsin Public Radio at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Help us make that goal of 25 pledges in the next 35 minutes or so. One more time, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
All right. Thank you very much, Bill Martins. I'm Joy Cardine, talking with Dr. Timothy Harland for this hour. He is Executive Director of the Tulane University Center for Culinary Medicine, and he is the author of Just Tell Me What to Eat, The Delicious Weight Loss Plan for the Real World. His Dr. Gourmet website is linked on our program notes and on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Well, let me ask you before we go to the phones, Dr. Harland, was it okay that Bill had a chocolate chip cookie with his breakfast this morning?
Well, I think chocolate chip cookies are great. I'm not sure breakfast is the best time for chocolate chip cookies. You know, it's one of those things where you want to make sure you're having those treats and you're making them part of your life, but not every day for breakfast.
Right, but a treat now and again is...
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's go to Paul in Black River Falls. Hello, Paul.
Good morning. This call just made me realize I need to become a member of Wisconsin Public Radio. I listen to you guys every day, and I usually get on the phone when I call, and I need to make a contribution, so I'll be doing that today.
Thank you, Paul.
Now, the reason I'm calling, Doctor, is that about 2.5 years ago, I was diagnosed with diabetes and was on insulin. And since that time, I got really tired of the insulin shots. I went to a dietitian and listened to her advice and noticed that a lot of it involved low-carb eating. So I picked up a copy of Dr. Atkins' book and kind of religiously followed that, and still I am about 2 years later. I lost about 70 pounds. I'm no longer on insulin. I eat eggs and bacon for breakfast just about every morning, but my cholesterol is lower than it's ever been and well within the normal range. So I know what you said about his diet earlier, but I'm just curious about your comments on that. It's really been a godsend to me, and I plan on staying on it as long as I reasonably can.
Yeah, I think the challenge with this is that the plural of anecdote is not data. And by that I mean that, you know, one person's experience does not add up to the collective knowledge. And what we know about this from the research when we study large groups of people is that very low carbohydrate diets like the Atkins diet in diabetics are really not the best choices. And so there's a couple of great studies that have looked at this. And one of the challenges is that weight loss is about calories. And when you compare the different types of weight loss plans, low fat, low carb, balanced carbohydrate, et cetera, it doesn't really matter what the macronutrient composition is. Everybody pretty much loses weight at about the same rate. And the challenge is that it has been shown, however, that the egg consumption, meat consumption, beef consumption that you're doing, especially in the processed red meat like bacon, is putting you at much, much higher risk as a diabetic. We know that diabetics, it's the one area where I don't recommend and the recommendations for not eating eggs. So, you know, what's really probably happened with you is that you've eaten fewer calories as a result of going on a diet plan. If you were my patient, I could not criticize you. You know, I would prefer that you be eating a more Mediterranean-style diet. The research is very clear that that is much better from the standpoint of your longevity than low-carbohydrate diets are or low-fat diets. But it's clearly worked for you better than it would have if you did nothing. And this is one of the challenges that I have with these sort of silly fad diets like Atkins diet and the Zone diet, et cetera. They work, and they work really well, but they are not what we know is the best quality for you.
And it's also hard for many people to stay on a really restrictive diet for so long.
Most people don't get as far down the road as you have and lose the 70 pounds that you have on Atkins diet without kind of falling off of it, because the low-carbohydrate diet is so difficult to follow for most people. It's worked for you, and again, if you were my patient, I'd work with you and I would support you and make sure that we were keeping an eye on things. I would, however, try and work with you to show you that you can eat great quality carbohydrates. It's not about carbohydrates. It's about the quality of the carbohydrates, that you can eat those great quality carbohydrates, still lose weight, still control your blood sugar.
Talk about the quality of our carbohydrates.
Well, you know, this is, I think, a pretty simple, it's sort of like the analogy between red meat is not bad for you, bologna is bad for you. Carbohydrates are not bad for you, soda is bad for you. And soda is very, very bad for you. Despite what the soda companies would have people think, it is highly concentrated calories. And a lot of the other sports drinks, juices, juice boxes, those types of things, those are not great quality carbohydrates. Great quality carbohydrates are vegetables, fruits, legumes, whole grains. So these high fiber carbohydrates, as opposed to the highly refined carbohydrates like white bread, white rice instead of brown rice, et cetera. Those carbohydrates, we do know, actually, and going back to our caller's comments about carbohydrates, we do know, for instance, that folks who eat more white rice are at a much higher risk of diabetes than those people who eat brown rice. And so that speaks to the quality of the carbohydrates being the issue and not carbohydrates themselves.
Should we be eating only whole grains and never eat white flour products?
You know, I think it's my answer to that is that's the same answer that I have for the cookie question.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not about never eating sugar or never eating cookies or you know, made with white flour. It's about mostly eating whole grains, mostly eating brown rice, mostly eating white bread, whole wheat bread, and only rarely eating, say, sourdough or white bread. So this is not about being super restrictive. It's about being smart and about balance.
We are talking with Dr. Timothy Harlan. He is the author of Just Tell Me What to Eat, The Delicious 6-Week Weight Loss Plan for the Real World. And we'll continue talking with him after we check the latest news. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We will continue talking about what we can and should eat to lose weight. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Joining me first is Bill Martins, because this is Wisconsin Public Radio's fall membership drive, and you count on Wisconsin Public Radio for talk about issues that matter to you, and we count on you to help us keep these discussions on the air. Make a gift now of any amount to help us pay for the programs that you depend on. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we are looking for 23 pledges by 7 o'clock. 23 by 7 o'clock. To those of you who have already made your pledge, not only this morning, but during this drive, thank you very much. If you have not, well, help us stay on track by making your contribution right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Well, I'll bet you might have found yourself at one time or another hovering near the radio, drawn into a great discussion. You need to get somewhere, but that conversation is really interesting. You appreciate the guest's knowledge. You appreciate the caller's questions and their views, because that's happened to you. Make your pledge of support at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You decide the amount of your pledge, and know that every pledge is appreciated every pledge helps pay for the programs you love on Wisconsin Public Radio. And consider asking for the book, Just Tell Me What to Eat, as your thank you gift when you make a pledge of $120 or more. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You expect online streaming, podcasts, and a useful website. And Wisconsin Public Radio meets your expectations.
And best of all, those things are free.
Sort of.
No, they're not free, which is unfortunate. They require investments in technology and engineering, and your donation right now helps keep us relevant in that changing world. So make your pledge of support right now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Your call is important to us, so please leave a message after the beep.
People don't realize how lucky we have it here. I do think you do a fantastic job. I love your programming. Thanks for the late night news. Thanks for Michael Feldman.
I'd like to just say how much I enjoy your program every morning on my way to work.
Because I'm a regular listener and I've got such a routine established listening to the radio from the time I get up until I get here to work.
If you want the service to continue, it has to be supported. There's no other way it'll stay on the air. People don't work for nothing. Equipment costs money. To upgrade it constantly is an expense, and if you don't pay for it, it won't be there someday. That'll be a big mistake. We do have to support it if we want that.
So go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 to make your pledge of support to help pay for the programming that you love, that you count on. Joy Cardine with Bill Martins here asking for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. Thank you in advance for your gift. Consider a gift of $10 a month or more. A $120 pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio this hour will entitle you to Just Tell Me What to Eat. The book that we are discussing has all sorts of great information in it, from diet plans to shopping lists to nutritional information. It's a delicious 6-week weight loss plan for the real world. Just Tell Me What to Eat. The thank you gift for the $120 pledge this hour at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, sometimes you get a computer, you take it out of the box, works great, but after you use it for a while, it starts to slow down and you need to get new parts or add RAM or upgrade it. Well, our equipment here at WPR is kind of like that, too. We're constantly updating our technology so that you get that clear signal. Statewide news coverage, a useful website at WPR.org where you can get schedules, live streams, and so much more.
Yeah, even though some of this is behind the scenes, it still costs money, and your support now helps WPR stay current so you get the programs you depend on without fail. Pledge any amount. Every pledge, any pledge, is appreciated at WPR.org. Or 888-202-2552.
So now that you've made the decision to support Wisconsin Public Radio, you might be looking for the best way to fit it into your budget. Well, becoming a sustainer might be the answer. You see, you decide on a monthly amount to be charged to your bank account or credit card, and then you set it up to be an ongoing thing.
Being a sustainer is a powerful way of donating because it provides reliable funding for WPR. It's also convenient and affordable to you. So choose a monthly amount. Maybe it is $10 a month or $20 a month. Become a sustainer right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And as an added bonus, when you become a sustainer, you will automatically be entered in all of our station-wide drawings and sweepstakes.
Here's some good news. You'll enjoy WPR pledge free after 1 o'clock this afternoon. But to make those pledge free afternoons possible, we all need to pull together during these earlier hours. Your gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 helps keep this pledge drive nice and efficient.
All right. Well, thanks very much to those of you who have pledged so far this hour. We are still looking for 21 more pledges to make our hourly goal at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And don't forget to ask for the book, Just Tell Me What to Eat, with your pledge of $120 or more. Pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Thanks to Gary from Madison, who has pledged. He says that the Joy Cardine Show, Tent Show Radio, Larry Mueller, and A Prairie Home Companion are among our favorite programs. Well, I'm
little of everything.
I'm honored to be among that that group. Thank you, Wisconsin Public Radio, for continuing to inspire, enchant, and examine. Thank you, Gary, for your pledge. You can join Gary at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Make your pledge of any amount you decide. How much you can afford, how much Wisconsin Public Radio is worth to you, and then just do it. WPR.org, 888-202-2552. All right, thanks very much, Bill. Let's get back to a very interesting and tasty and healthy discussion. We are talking with Dr. Timothy Harlan, who is the author of Just Tell Me What to Eat, the delicious six-week weight loss plan for the real world. He says that a healthy diet can be delicious too, and he has the recipes to prove it. He's a chef. He is Dr. Gourmet. He is executive director for the Tulane University Center for Culinary Medicine and author of Just Tell Me What to Eat. If you have a question for Dr. Harlan, you can call 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. And Dr. Harlan, do you have a favorite recipe in this book?
Geez, a favorite recipe? Yeah, probably either the taco salad or the sloppy joes. I'm sort of a comfort food guy. You know, as much as I like to eat out, that treat meal at a fine dining restaurant or cook gourmet meals and do exotic recipes, you know, which I do for the website every week. I really like, you know, getting back to taco salad is kind of the go-to meal at the Harlan household.
I think I saw that recipe. Was that black beans and corn?
It's a black bean and corn taco salad, and we have a number of other variations on that at the website as well at drgourmet.com. We send out a 5-day-a-week email newsletter that you can sign up. It's a free email newsletter, and Mondays is recipes. Mondays and Thursdays are new recipes, and there's an Ask Dr. Gourmet column on Wednesday. We actually review convenience foods. One of the things about this book, and we were talking about being realistic earlier, you know, I know my patients are going to eat convenience foods. Weight Watchers, Amy's, Lean Cuisine, those types of foods out of the freezer case. And one of the things that we do every Friday is we have a review panel where we do a tasting of all of these different foods, as well as chain restaurants like Chili's and Applebee's. So what, you know, if you're going to go to those restaurants, if you're going to eat those frozen pizzas, what's the best choice both nutritionally, but more importantly, what's going to taste the best? We have a little motto on our Friday newsletter: we eat bad food so you don't have to.
You know, I'm a lifetime Weight Watchers member, so I am familiar with those convenience foods.
We were talking about, you know, diet programs. I think that of a lot of the diet programs out there, I'm a big fan of Weight Watchers because it taught people and teaches people about food and about how to eat sensibly. You know, again, it goes back to this is about balance. It's not about some kooky fad diet where you have to restrict things.
Yeah. Though I have to admit that I bulked up on fruits and veggies, more veggies than fruits, I have to say, and I did eat fewer carbs or in terms of bread products than I used to, and that's what helped me lose weight.
Well, and again, I think a lot of that speaks to the fact that we are, in our society, big carbohydrate eaters. Mm-hmm. You know, most of the snack foods that are out there are carbohydrate-based snack foods. You know, we think about a sandwich, and we don't think about the fact that those are big, oversized pieces of bread now. So it's, again, I do think that we in America, there's pretty good data that says our diet is slanted a little bit too heavy on carbs. One of the things that's slanted too heavily on also is not so much too many carbs, but but just the portions of that.
Yeah.
That people are just eating big potatoes, you know, and they're eating large slices of bread or having two sandwiches or a sub sandwich where a half of a sub sandwich is the actual portion size that most people need.
Yeah, portion control. I forgot right. that one. That was a big one.
Yeah, there's two sections, 2 days of chapters in the book that speak to portion control. That's really half the battle in this.
And we have some callers, so let's go to Barb in Wausau. Hi, Barb.
Hi there. I have a question for the doctor. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm a registered dietitian, and I have a physician that commonly will order his patients a one-carb serving per meal diet. And I'm wondering what you think of that. And I'm wondering if you could give me the sites that show the studies that that prove that it's not the amount of carb but the quality of the carb that counts.
Absolutely. So I don't have those sites available, but if you want to send me an email at drgourmet@drgourmet.com, I'd love to set up a dialogue with you, and I can send you some of the data that talks about the fact that it's about the not really about the macronutrients, but the number of calories that as far as weight loss is concerned. You know, I think that it's a challenge for us physicians, speaking about the question about your colleague. The challenge for us as physicians when a lot of us don't know about food and about nutrition, to find those dialogues and those discussions that we can have with our patients that help them understand in simple terms. And that's, again, why, you know, things like low-carb diets are so popular, because it's easy for people to remember, well, just eat one serving of carbohydrate at a meal. I actually think that's a pretty good suggestion, and when you stop and think about what most people think of as starches or carbohydrates, it's probably not unreasonable to say, you know, that you need about 4 ounces of meat, animal protein for a given good meal, and then a carbohydrate portion, and then 2 veggie portions. So it's probably not an unreasonable thing. One of the things that we're doing here at Tulane and with the Center for Culinary Medicine is we are actually in the process of building a teaching kitchen to teach our medical students how to cook. We start our first classes actually today with 25 of our second-year medical students, and in the spring it's an elective now, but over the course of the next few years we'll be teaching every medical student how to cook. And we're actually using that 8-class lecture series, that 8-class hands-on cooking series, as a touchstone for the dialogue to understand the connection between the basic sciences, clinical nutrition, and then that practical aspect of being able to hold those conversations with your patients. So I think the challenge for most doctors today and your colleague is that he or she was not given the information that you as a registered dietitian have, and I think they don't need the degree that you have. I mean, I think there's an incredible role for registered dietitians in our practice, and we don't utilize them enough, but they need more of an education than they have now.
I think that's fantastic that you're combining the culinary medicine with the medical school practice. That's wonderful.
This is absolutely the coolest project ever. I'm really so honored to be a part of it. My dean, Ben Sachs, really helped conceive of this. So, you know, and in medical schools, as goes the dean, goes the rest of the medical school. So he has been super supportive of this. The neatest part about this is we've got here in New Orleans after Katrina, there's a strong community service commitment on the part of the students. And so one of the ways that we conceived of this is that we would teach the medical students how to teach people how to cook and how to talk about nutrition as part of those cooking classes. And we're out in the community doing cooking classes right now about 4 days a week. We have one class about 4 days a week. Last month when the new class came in, we went out and started signing students up. We're in our first real full year of this project, and we had 122 medical students sign up to go out into the community and teach cooking classes. Our goal is by the end of this academic year, next July 1st, that we'll be teaching 2 cooking classes every day of the week somewhere in New Orleans.
And that's great, because the more people know how to cook for themselves and know about the, you know, the nutritional aspects of food, they're going to not buy the processed foods as much, or the junk foods as much, or rely on fast food or restaurants as much.
Exactly. And you know, my belief is, and I read the literature a lot, there is a problem, especially in cities like New Orleans, Detroit, major metropolitan areas, but also out in the rural areas with food deserts, where there isn't easy access and availability to the types of foods that dietitians and physicians want their patients to be eating. That's part of the problem, but I also believe that our patients don't know what to do with that food when they get a hold of it. You know, they don't really know, a lot of them don't know what to do with red peppers and onions, and how to cut them, and how to store them, and how to buy them, and what ingredients go in Sloppy Joes. How do you make Sloppy Joes from scratch? And so our medical students are out in the community teaching that now, and our goal for the next academic year is we'll be able to teach about 3,000 community members here in New Orleans. It also gives those medical students exactly the information that they need, and it goes back to the question from our dietitian friend. It goes back and speaks to, what does a physician need to be able to talk to his or her patient about?
Well, this has been very enlightening. Thank you so much. It's been tempting, too. I'm going to make your black bean and corn taco salad tonight.
Great. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks very much for being with us. Dr. Timothy Harlan, author of Just Tell Me What to Eat. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. Coming up, it's the big question debate. We will talk about whether or not federal funding should continue for public broadcasting in our big question debate coming up after 7 o'clock. I'm Joy Cardine with Bill Martins, and this is the Wisconsin Public Radio Fall Membership Drive. As a regular listener to this program, you know you're always going to hear something worthwhile. And today we are asking you to put a value on this program. Your gift is vital to Wisconsin Public Radio. It is a big part of what keeps us going. So support this program and everything else you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio by making a contribution in any amount to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We are looking for 11 pledges in the next 5 minutes here, so we're certainly within striking distance of making that goal, but we need 11 more of you to go online to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 and make that pledge this morning and help us reach that goal of 25 pledges this morning. If you've already made your contribution, thank you so much. If you haven't, now's the time to do it. We're coming down to the wire here. Again, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Well, I don't know about you, Bill, but I certainly found this last hour worthwhile talking to Dr. Timothy Harlan, who has knows a lot about losing weight and cooking.
Mm-hmm.
He's a former chef. He still is a chef, and he's a medical doctor, and he's the author of Just Tell Me What to Eat. And this is our thank you gift for your pledge of $120 to Wisconsin Public Radio just for the next few minutes. So if you enjoy the topic, if you enjoyed the guest, if you enjoy Wisconsin Public Radio and want to help pay for it, and would like a copy of this book, pledge $120 to Wisconsin Public Radio at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And you're going to make that black bean corn salad?
I am. It sounds great. A taco salad and something easy. Sounds like I can do it, and it's healthy.
Yeah.
And I can work it into my weight maintenance plan.
Well, there you go.
And
well,
he did tell us, Bill, that cookie once in a while is okay, but maybe not for breakfast.
Well, it was there. It was staring me in the face saying, eat me. So I did what I thought a good husband ought to do there. But that's taco salad is just one of the recipes that's featured in the book. You're also going to get shopping lists in there, as well as some nutrition information. And just some great reasons why it's good to be healthy. So a lot of great information in there that you can take advantage of with your pledge of $120. Ask for Just Tell Me What to Eat, and you'll also help us reach that goal that we're trying to reach this morning of 25 pledges. We've got 10 more that we need in the next 2 minutes or so. So go ahead and take care of that right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we thank everyone who has supported Wisconsin Public Radio, including Heather from Black Earth, who says, I have been listening to you every morning since school started. I pack lunches, I get breakfast ready, and I catch up on the latest news. Well, Heather, I hope you got some good ideas for those lunches, too.
Mm-hmm.
Your pledge of $120 entitles you to the thank you gift this hour, Just Tell Me What to Eat, which is a weight loss plan and so much more. That's a $120 pledge or $10 a month to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And I know we've been going on this pledge drive for a little more than a week now, and maybe some of you are thinking, come on, just get back to normal programming now. We hear you. And to those of you who've already made your pledge, thank you so much. But to those of you who haven't, make that pledge now, and then we won't need to have these pledge drives all the time. So it's very important to make that pledge. 10 more we need in the next minute or so. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Gloria from Fitchburg says, Joy inspires me every day, but the segment with Dr. Gourmet gave me the extra boost.
There you
go. Way to go. WPR.org. This is the Ideas Network.